Zakta Helige Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Nedarim, Perigyud Aleph, Mishnah Yod. When does a father lose the right to be mefer the Nedarim of his daughter? And the answer is one of three things could happen. When she gets fully married, meaning to say not just Erisin but Nesuyin, Chuppah. Once she has Chuppah, even if the marriage is over, while she's still a Naira, the father loses his right. Or she becomes a Begaris. Once she turns 12 and a half, the father loses his right. Or, of course, if the father passes away. The Mishnah is going to give us now 9 cases, but these 9 cases are all different combinations of the 3 reasons that a father would lose his control to be made for the Nedarim of his daughter. Zok the Mishnah. Tesha Na'arais Nedrayan Kayon. There are 9 types of Na'arais. Now, in this case, it's about Tenur and Na'arais Lav Dafka. Normally, when we say Naira, we mean a girl from about 12 to 12 and a half. Here, where it says Na'arais at the beginning of the Mishnah, we mean to say as long as she's old enough that her Nedarim stick, that they click into place, she has enough das. So, Tesha Na'arais, there are 9 Na'arais that Nidreyen Kayamen. Their Nedarim remain intact, and the father cannot be made for it. The 9 Na'arais are going to be broken up into 3 different categories of 3. In the first 3, we're talking about a girl that had Nesuyin, she was completely married, but either her husband passed away or he divorced her while she was still a Naira, before she was 12 and a half. She is called a Yesoima B'chayi Ha'av. Her father's alive, but he has no control over her. Zok the Mishnah. Okay, here's the first of the 9 cases. Begeres v'hi Yesoima. She made the neder when she was a Begeres. She was already 12 and a half. And on top of that, she's a Yesoima B'chayi Ha'av, which means she was completely married and her husband died. Or she was completely married and her husband divorced her. When her marriage came to an end, she's still an Ira. But now she became a Begeres. She turned 12 and a half, and she makes the nether. Can her father be made for her nether? No. Why not? 2 reasons. One is now she's a Begeres. And also she was fully married. Case number 2. Naira Ubagra v'hi Yesoima. Naira, she made the nether when she was a Naira. Ubagra, then she became a Begeres. V'yesoima, that means she's a Yesoima v'chayya'ah, because the Maisa, she was married. What's the difference in case number 1 and case number 2? In case number 1, she made the nether when she was already a Begeres. In case number 2, she made the nether when she was still a Naira, and later became a Begeres. But either way, there are 2 reasons that the father can't be made for her nether. The same 2 reasons. Right now she's a Begeres, and she was fully married. Case number 3. Naira shaloi bagra v'hi yesoima. She made the neder when she was a Naira. She was not a Begeres yet. She's fully married, then divorced, or her husband died, and she's still a Naira. Can the father be made for her neder? No. Why not? Here's only 1 reason. Because she was fully married. So again, here are 3 cases of Yesoima b'chayei ha'av. In all these 3 cases, her father's still around, but once she gets fully married, he loses control over her. Now we have the next 3 cases. In the next 3 cases, the father actually passed away. This is case number 4, first of the middle group. Begeres umei sevia. She made the neder when she was a Begeres, and then her father passed away. So she's a real Yesoima. Number 5, second of the middle group. Naira. She made the neder when she was a Naira. Less than 12 and a half. Begeres. She becomes a Begeres. Umesavia. Then her father passes away. In both of these cases, there are 2 reasons that the father can't be made for the nether. She's a Begeres, and also he's not here. He's an Olam Haba. Case number 6, third of the middle case. Naira. She made the nether when she was a Naira. When she made the nether, she was not a Begeres yet. Naira Shaloi Bagra. She still didn't become a Begeres. Umesavia, and her father dies. So here too. In case number 6, like case number 3 of the last category, there's 1 reason that the father can't be made for the nether, and that's because he's not here. Well, the message is not a Begeres yet. Now we have cases 7, 8, and 9. In the next three cases, the main focus is that she's a begaris. Case number 7. Naira Shemesavia, she made the neder when she was a naira. And her father died. Umishemesavia, and after her father died, Bagra, she became a begaris. Her nedarim are going to remain intact for two reasons. She has no father and she's a begaris. Case number 8. Begaris, she made the neder when she was a begaris. Vavia came, and her father's alive. So her father's alive, but it can't be made for her neder because she's a begaris. And finally, case number 9. Naira, she made the neder when she was a naira. Begaris, and later she became a begaris. Vavia came, and her father's alive. So in these last two cases, although her father is alive, but it cannot be made for the neder because she's a begaris. All right, so the Mefarshim all ask over here. So Lamaisa, the Mishnah is saying three things. There are three reasons, basically, why the father can't be made for the nether. Either she became a begaris, either she was married, or the father died. So why are you breaking it up into 9? So the Mefarshim explain over exactly what the chiddush is in each case. You can take a look at the Tosfos Yom Tov over here. What he says about this. Let's go right. Rabbi Huda says, Af HaMasiyah Bitei HaKtana. Someone who married off his daughter, who is a Ktana. Ktana means younger than 12. Even in that case, v'nis almana, and she became an almana, in his garsha, or divorced, v'chazer etzlai, and therefore she comes back to live with her father, adayin hi naira. We're going to consider her like a naira, who never got married, and her father can be made for her nedarim, until, of course, she becomes a begaris. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is true. When a naira gets fully married, the father loses the kayach to be made for the nedar, but not a ketan. So there's a shaila in the Mefarshim whether Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakama or he's just adding a case. It depends on the gersis, but we'll leave it for now. So basically, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned 9 different possible combinations, but the main rule is there are 3 reasons that a father loses his control over his daughter to be made for her nedarim. Either she's a begaris, either she was fully married, or the father physically is not here anymore, he passed away. Rabbi Yehuda says that this din, that once she gets fully married, even if she's divorced or widowed afterwards, the father loses his control, is only in regard to a naira. But if she was a ketana and she comes back home, the father still has control to be made for her nedarim.